Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to 99.5 FM, The Word. Once again, this is Free Inside Ministry, or Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill. But we represent many churches and many people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we've got some. You heard that voice, so you mean I've got my two-legged soundboard with me. And we got some very, very special guests here with us also. But we just want to give a big shout-out and a thank you to Mark and Mary Benson over at Honolulu Ford. And also Danny Asau and his team for making this dream and this vision a reality through your prayers, your faith, and, of course, your support.
Yes, Lord.
And also want to give a shout-out to all those that are listening in the facilities, be it in Wai'awa, Halawa, FDC, Halawa, WCCC with our sisters out there, or even all the way over in Saguaro, Arizona, never forsaken or forgotten, my brothers. Just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and all of the ACLs and staff that I know are listening to us. You might be up in the tower at OCCC listening, but you can smile because nobody's watching you.
We're believers in the ACLs.
We got believers in all the staff there. And if Jack, you're listening, Ship Chang, man, thank you, man. You're the gatekeeper. You're a blessing, brother. We pray for you
all the
time,
Jack,
and lift you up in prayer. Thank you for all you do for getting us into that facility. But, you know, we're just so blessed this evening. If you want to get in touch with us, I have to do my housekeeping. Our mail address in the old-fashioned way is Free Inside Ministry, P.O. Box 89253. That's Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. And for those of you that have an email account, we do have an email account also. Praise the Lord. And that is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. You think I'm excited? Wait till I tell you who we got tonight. You know why I'm excited. And for those of you still paddling in the wave of social media, we have a Facebook page. And that's represented by over 5,200 fans in 45 countries, 45 languages. Not anything about what we do, but everything about what the Lord does through us. I can't even speak three languages. How can we in 45 languages? I do a bad enough job with English.
You can't even speak two languages, honey.
Well, I count pigeon as one. But anyway.
Oh, that's true. That's
see,
true.
My Filipino wife trying to give me advice on my pontification of the written word. Now, let's get something straight.
The Jesus book.
The Jesus book. Well, we preach right out of the Jesus book so everybody can honey and get their arms around that message. You know, but I without further ado, we could never have enough time to hear the power of the testimony of this man I have this evening. And it's my pleasure and my honor. Actually, I'm very humbled. I'm introducing the former Ethiopian Prime Minister. For those of you who got to clean your ears, I said Prime Minister, and his name is Tamrat Lini. Is that correct?
Lini.
I wrote it down, right? I went L-Y-N-E. Oh, I tell you, get the Hawaiian in the studio. He don't know what to do. But former Prime Minister has such a powerful testimony of how he met the Lord of his whole life. I mean, I'm not sure how many of you have ever heard personally the voice or the thoughts or the heart of a Prime Minister. But you're going to tonight.
Amen.
Right here on Free Inside Ministry. So, Prime Minister, thank you. Aloha, welcome, and please be comfortable. Just share your heart with the thousands of listeners that have tuned in tonight. And we're just going to go with the Holy Spirit. Is that all right?
Yes, that's all right. Thank you very much for inviting me and my wife here. We are here in the studio with my wife, Mulu. And we came here to Honolulu for a family vacation, which we enjoyed very much. This is our first time to come to Hawaii.
Oh,
and not your last.
So not surely my last, our last.
Amen, amen. And you're also here. You've met up with some of our great leaders in our community, Apostle Greg Hood and his lovely bride, Joan.
Yes, that's right. Apostle Greg is our dear friend. And we met him and other friends here. So we're blessed.
Hallelujah. Now you let your kids go so you guys could enjoy your vacation even more now.
That's right. After many, many years, we have got this time together alone, and we call it our honeymoon.
Amen.
After many years of marriage, of course.
How long have you been married, the two of you?
We got married in 1985.
Wow.
So that means about 29 years.
Almost 30 years, coming up to the big 3-0.
That's right.
Amen.
Wow, you could come back to Hawaii and celebrate that 30th anniversary. I think that would be appropriate. Maybe another island that we have here.
Okay.
Just giving suggestions, Mulu, trying to help you out here. You know, just I mean, Colorado is beautiful. Now, you guys are residing in Colorado, but Hawaii is a little special place, I would say.
It is. It is indeed.
Amen.
It's a flowery, and it's a, my wife, Mulu, says Honolulu is the city of the island of love.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Well, you know, we have so many different cultures, so many different ethnicities, so many different races. Pot. We call it the melting pot. In fact, I think it was John F. Kennedy, a former president of the United States, that said this is how the world should be. You know, back at that was in the 60s when he was still alive. And, you know, we go, we travel everywhere, but the people are what makes such the difference here.
Yeah.
But, you know, Prime Minister, tell everybody now, they're saying Prime Minister, so he's a retired Prime Minister. Tell them, you know, I think earlier you were involved in the government back in Ethiopia, and then there was a time where you found yourself incarcerated, and you had a life-changing event during that time.
Yes, I was Prime Minister of Ethiopia in 1991 up to 1996 for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then because of political differences with my own best friend,
That's what I was reading in your bio.
Yes. We were together for many years with my best friend, and he was a president, and also others. They conspired against me because of the coming election, and they were afraid of that, and we had political differences as to how we should build that nation. Because of that, then they put me to jail in 1996. So that's how I ended up in jail. And as a matter of fact, before that I was an atheist, not only an atheist, but I was also a communist.
Really? Before you went into prison?
Yes, for many years, for more than 20 years, starting from my youth. I was involved in revolutionary movements in a communist party, and then and my wife and I were also guerrilla fighters. I don't know.
Guerrilla fighters?
Wow. Guerrilla fighters.
See, I want to tell people right now, guerrilla fighters, we're not talking about going down to Honolulu Zoo. We're talking about in the trenches. You know, this is what you
and
see
Mulu
on TV.
Is beautiful,
you
listeners.
Have a very
I have
beautiful
to tell you, I can't imagine a beautiful whatever that was.
Guerrilla fighter.
Guerrilla fighter in the woods.
We're going to do a test right now. Mulu, how many fingers do I have up? Do you see how many fingers? How many fingers, Mulu? Because you're so beautiful and you're still married to the prime minister, so I mean, we're checking on the eyesight right now. You know, she might have had a battle injury. We don't know about.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and we both were guerrilla fighters for 15 years
really?
In the mountains, and we got married there in 1985. And then after 15 years, and after building up an army, a guerrilla army. Mm-hmm. Of more than 100,000, 150,000.
Really?
Wow.
We defeated the government that was in power.
That was the overthrow.
Yes, overthrew that government. It was a military, another communist government again. And then we took power in 1991. That's how I became, I was elected as a prime minister by a constituent assembly. So.
So now, where did you have any formal schooling, or did you just were you in the country all those years, your formidable years when you were growing up?
Yeah, before I went to the mountains for guerrilla warfare, I was in the university. I quit my university from second year and I went to a mountain, and then when we overthrew the government and took power, I continued my education with a university in London. It's called Open University. And then I got my master's there.
Oh, wonderful. Because you sound very well read. And anyone who's a prime minister has to have some educational backing behind him. Now, I'm still trying to get over the part of the guerrilla fighting with my wife. I mean, I at times I might have a,
babe,
I don't fight with
15
my
wife. Years.
Well, babe, I'm telling you. I don't fight with my wife, but we might have some lively discussions. But you guys are actually.
The only gorilla I know is the ones in the zoo, okay?
Well, thank you for not comparing me to that, dear. Sometimes you accuse me of that. But but you didn't have a family bent at that time. You couldn't have a family when you're doing.
No, I had no family, and my wife and I got married in the mountains, and then we got our first son when I was prime minister in 1992. Oh, so that's where we started having a family.
Oh, so yeah, so they're pretty. So your other children are pretty young too, then, because that means your oldest would be about 22 or 3 right now.
22 now.
Yes.
And our second one, that's a girl. She's 17, coming to be 18.
So now when you were incarcerated, was that in the country? Was that in Ethiopia? You spent your time
in Ethiopia. Yes, in Ethiopia. After 5 years in the office, my best friend, who was a president at that time, and my position was just like a vice president of this country, and he and others conspired against me, and they put me to jail, and I haven't had any chance to defend myself. And it was a kangaroo court.
Tanwar or something? What was the name of
it? You mean the...
Yeah, the...
His name was Meles. He's called Meles president. But now he's passed away a year and a half ago almost. So...
So you couldn't defend yourself. It was a kangaroo court.
But a boom, bada bim, and you were gone.
So sentenced me to 18 years.
Oh.
18 years. Mm-hmm. But you didn't serve the 18 years, correct, Prime
no,
Minister?
No, I served for 12 years.
12 years incarceration.
12 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And most of the times in solitary confinement, I was not allowed to meet anyone. And my wife, she was a political chief in the political organization when I was Prime Minister. And when I was in prison, she was chased out of her work, so she had to flee to Kenya, and with our two children, they became refugees.
So you're in exile out of the country. So now, Prime Minister, you go into prison, and you're self-professed atheist, you're a communist, but now you're a born-again Christian. What happened in the name of Jesus?
Yeah, and for about 5 years in that prison cell, I was searching for a new life, a new thing, because my whole, life-taking purpose was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When I was in prison. And even before that, I said communism is not working, so I have to have a new way of life. So for about 5 years, I went on searching and searching and searching. And so on the fifth year, Jesus himself came to my prison.
Wait, we've got to stop right there. You mean you...
The Jesus?
Jesus came, right?
Jesus. Amen.
I don't mean to make light of the situation. I'm crying because I feel the Holy Spirit here. And you have so much hope for those that are so lost. I mean, you are incarcerated by no fault of your own, by your best friends. Oh, my goodness. And yet the Lord used that to make you as even a greater leader than you can even imagine right now. I feel that in my spirit right now.
That's right.
So you
went
in a self-professed atheist and a communist, and the Lord saw the good in you.
Amen.
Oh, just glory to God. Yeah. But please go on, Prime Minister.
For 5 years before he came to me, I was searching for, as I said earlier, I started studying. To search for a new purpose, new thing, you know, something different from what I was I've been before. And by way of studying, I started looking for philosophical, you know, solutions, but not. And then I started studying religion and so on. And then it's finally on the fifth year. He said, "I'm here." When I said he came to my cell, he just appeared like a person.
Amen.
It was in during a night time. I just woke up, and when I woke up, my room was filled with light.
Light.
A very brilliant light, beautiful light, and that was strange for me. I had no experience of that kind before, so I started to follow up what's going on, and then right from in front of me, there came another light within the light. So within that second light, then this person came up and just stood by, And it looks that he himself is made of light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen.
I couldn't figure out his face, his eyes, yeah, nose, and things like that. No, he's just a light, but it was very vividly stood there as a person, a figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, he said, "I am Jesus.
Wow.
Believe in me and follow me."
Hmm.
He said, "If you believe in me and follow me, I am the only one who can give you a new life that you are looking for."
Mm. Wow.
So his voice was, he stood in front of me, but his voice was coming all around,
mm-hmm,
from all directions.
So like omnipotent from everywhere, just a stereo sound.
From everywhere, and wow, very powerful. It seems that it penetrates, the voice itself penetrates my body. But it was also very kind and mm-hmm loving voice.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole body was shivering and I was sweating, and I found myself, I was sitting on the edge of my bed, but mm-hmm I found myself on the floor and shivering and sweating, and my whole body was glowing like a fire. And then and he went back after mm-hmm that, and then the darkness and
mm-hmm
the contrast was between light and darkness.
Dark, yes. So now the next day, so now you've had this encounter with Jesus, you felt everything. What became of you mentally, physically, and emotionally? Because you knew you just had an encounter with Jesus. I mean, yeah, you know, it was a light. So
I spent the whole the night there after that,
mm-hmm,
on the floor, and in the morning I was sure that I saw something and I heard, and I have that in my note, but I didn't say okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can imagine, I was a communist and I had that, you know, suspicious mm-hmm mindset, and I didn't believe in God, mm-hmm, in Jesus, in everywhere, everything, anything of that sort in my whole life, mm-hmm, before that. I was just an atheist when I was, as far as I remember,
mm-hmm,
and I became a communist at the age of 18.
Oh, okay.
When I was mm-hmm at school. So I had no experience of Bible or God. Nothing. Or anything. So I said, well, I heard that. I also saw that. But what I did was I found myself on my knees, and mm-hmm I started asking, and as a matter of prayer,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I said, if you claim to be Jesus, if you are real, then come to me again and show me.
Oh, the challenge.
And then I did that for many hours, mm-hmm, the second day. And then the second night, he surely came back.
Ooh.
Same thing. And he also told me
mm-hmm
few more things. He said the same thing first. I'm Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in me and follow me. If you believe in me and follow me, I am the one who can give you the new life that you are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said also that he said, I will get you out of this place and I will send you to the world.
Wow.
And you will testify about me.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, you were sentenced to, you said, 18 years.
Yeah, and I served 12 years.
And you served 12, so you actually were out
early. This, he came on the fifth year.
Uh-huh.
So, but he said that. So he said, he also said, don't be afraid. I'm always with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that gave meaning to me, because in that prison cell, in solitary confinement, I was always thinking of being killed one way or the other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when he said to me, don't be afraid, I'm always with you, that gave, you know, that gave sense, real sense to me. So I said after that, and then the same thing happened the whole night after that. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning I said, okay, now I think you are real.
Because you've had two encounters with Jesus now.
Two encounters. I think you are real. And I think I have to follow you, as you mm-hmm said, but do me a favor one more time, just to make sure and just to be sure.
Three's a charm.
Not once, not twice.
So you knew that if he showed one more time, that third time, that was it. That was you were. Yeah. It was over. You're going to be a new man.
And very surely on the third day he came, third night.
So at that point you knew. I mean, no questions, no ifs.
After that, no question. I said, I surrendered.
You surrender.
Here is my life. Do it whatever you like to do.
And now from that point on, Prime Minister, you had another 7 years until your release.
7 years after that.
Yes. And so how did you occupy during that 7 years?
7 years, and I had to go through that. Every morning I say, okay, Jesus, when is that time that that you your
you
promise?
Me.
Yeah.
You told me
to get out of that prison cell, but when is that?
Wow. Amen.
So I think he also wanted me to stay there, which when I look it back, it was beneficial to me. It was very good that I stayed there for seven more years. And here is what I am saying, and this is true, that those 7 years in that prison cell, those years were my most beautiful years in my life.
Wow.
In that horrible prison cell.
Unbelievable.
Amen.
You know, we tell a lot of people that are incarcerated, these next years are your best years, because there'll never be a time in their life when they have the opportunity to be that close to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because on the outside, we've got to get a job, we've got to pay bills, we've got the family to take care of. But at that time, he's put you in a place where he can get so close to you so that when you do go out, when that door hits you, you'll be ready to take on anything the devil throws at you because you'll know who your Lord is, you know who your Savior is. But I got bumps all over my body right now, Prime Minister. That's incredible.
That's so right. You know what I'm saying to you know, all who are in prison now, right at this time, from my own experience, is that just believe and follow Jesus. Get Jesus in that prison cell. I have met these three spiritual benefits, fruits of the Spirit after I met Jesus right away, immediately. And those are peace, joy, and hope.
Peace.
Amen.
Now, this is the peace that surpasses
all understanding.
All understanding.
See, a lot of people don't understand that peace, that you, that the chaos of the world will never upset the calmness of your soul that Christ gives you.
If you can imagine the prison in Ethiopia at that time, especially when, you know, I was there, it's first of all, I was in solitary confinement. Secondly, it was horrible. And there were beatings and tortures and all sorts of things. And my family, my wife and our two children, were in Kenya in a refugee camp in another country. I have no idea what they are. And I was not allowed to see them, communicate them, and so on. But despite all these circumstances, peace, joy, and hope surpassed
all the
problems. Mm. And that is because of Jesus.
You know, for those of our brothers and sisters that are sitting right now at the edge of your bed, maybe at your bunk looking up, and you see that sliver of a moon and the star, and you ask yourself, Jesus, is that true? Do I have a chance? And, you know, your conditions here are far better than any conditions that the Prime Minister went through.
Praise the Lord.
And he was separated from his family for many years, could not even communicate, no letters, no visits, nothing. And yet he's telling you right now after his experience and face-to-face meeting with Jesus, he had the peace, hope, and joy that surpassed all understanding. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Yes. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future.
That's right.
And that's exactly what Prime Minister has told us tonight.
Amen.
So fast forward when you finally get out and you finally get reconnected with your family, that must have been a day of joy.
Amen.
It was a day of joy. But one thing that I want to say, I have another thing here to testify that during those 7 years after Jesus, what transforms my life is about forgiveness.
Ooh.
In that prison cell, after about a year after I met Jesus, you know, before that, I was in this revengeful heart against, you know, my former friend who...
Rightfully so. I mean, they set you
who
up.
Who put me to jail, and also his, you know, other friends, other former friends. I was thinking of killing them, you know, for 24/7.
Wow. And with your experience as a guerrilla fighter, it would be Quite easy to do. I was always thinking of that.
And but after a year after I met mm-hmm. Jesus, I forgave them.
Really?
I just repented and the whole night, and I prayed and I said I forgave them. It took me. It was very painful. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying forgiveness or forgiving yeah. people, whom you know your heart is. I'm not saying it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very painful. But with Jesus, with His power,
mm-hmm.
you can, because amen. I could do it. I could forgive that friend of mine, the president who put me to jail. And then here is the thing: when I came out of prison after 7 years,
mm-hmm.
all in all 12 years,
mm.
the first thing I did was I called to my former friend mm-hmm. who was a president. I called to his office and I told him through his, of course, secretary office that I want to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been praying before that mm-hmm. so that God also worked.
To allow.
So he agreed.
Mm.
And I went to his office,
mm-hmm.
and here we were after 12 years, face to face. And I went straight to him, mm-hmm. and I hugged him,
mm-hmm.
and I said to him, I forgave you. I love you.
Ooh. Amen. Incredible.
Mm. What was his response?
He was in tears, kind of, but he didn't say, he didn't say it was unfortunate. Because he was still an atheist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He didn't believe in God. But we had an hour and a half or so
together,
and I told him about Jesus, how my life was transformed and so on. And then after him, I went also to several others, mm-hmm. did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw from this experience is a power that we get with Jesus, by Jesus and through him. The power that we receive from Jesus to forgive
mm-hmm.
our enemies. And forgive and love your enemy
mm-hmm.
is a thing that can be done.
And it's a commandment.
It is a commandment.
Commandment.
Jesus said that.
Many of us, we forgive, but it's hard to forget.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus forgives and forgets as if it never happened. You know, I call it the three F's of ministry: forgive, forget, and follow Jesus.
Mm.
Forgive those that have wronged you, forget what they've done, and just follow the Lord. Well, Prime Minister, we want to thank you for coming in today. Man, that time just went by so quickly. But, you know, such a powerful testimony. For those that are out there this evening, he made it very clear, very simple. Just follow Jesus. That's all we've got to do.
That's right.
And, you know, we just want to thank you for coming in once again and just being with us this evening. You've heard it from the Prime Minister, Thamrat Laini. And his lovely wife, Mulu, who's very soft-spoken but very beautiful. Remember, if you feel like you're too messed up, let's get blessed up. And the way we do that, tune in every night at 9:30, 99.5 FM, The Word. Remember, you're too blessed to be stressed. We love you. God loves you even more. See you tomorrow night. Ahuyo.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.